Excuse me, Mr. Referee.
Yes, number six. What seems to be the problem?
I was just wondering if you could possibly reconsider that penalty decision?
Ah, I'm ever so sorry, but I'm afraid that won't be possible.
Never mind, I just thought I'd ask.
Not a problem, number six. If there's anything else I can help you with during the match, I'm here to listen.
Thank you, sir. Have a good game.
Enjoy the game, number six. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to help you with your speaking skills. And more specifically, we're going to help you in situations when you need to speak in a polite way.
That's right. It's not only about saying please and thank you. There are lots of different words and phrases that you can use to show politeness. And we're going to look at some of them in this podcast.
In the opening section, Jack and I role-played a situation of a player and a referee talking on the pitch. That was a joke, but it is important for players to be polite and respectful to referees, or they might get a yellow card.
And in this podcast, we're going to look at some different situations where it's important to be polite, and what you should say and what you shouldn't say.
Your task is to change some rude sentences to polite sentences.
Don't forget, there is more information about the language we use on the page below and activities to help you understand.
Make sure you listen to the end of the podcast because we have another football phrase for you as well.
In this section, we're going to role play a situation where we need to be polite.
We're going to do the role play twice. The first time, we're not going to be very polite. And the second time, we're going to be much more polite.
We want you to think about the language we use and how we talk. Why is the second conversation better?
What's the situation, Jack?
Let's imagine we're in a shop. We're in Liverpool's football club's club shop. You're the customer and I'm the shop worker. Let's imagine you're buying a Liverpool shirt.
That's lucky. I want a new Liverpool shirt.
We're not really going to the Liverpool shop, Rich. It's a role play. We're imagining.
Okay, yes, I know. Let's start.
What are you doing?
Looking.
Looking at what?
Looking at football shirts. How much is this one?
Dunno. What's it say?
£59.
There you go then.
Can I try it on?
Yep.
Where?
In the changing rooms.
Where are the changing rooms?
See the sign over there? It says changing rooms. What size have you got there?
Medium.
You might want to try the large.
Thanks. Okay, it fits. The medium fits. Can I pay by card?
No, the machine's broken.
Oh, for f...
Right, so I'm sure you already know that there were a few problems with that roleplay. But what were the problems, apart from buying a Liverpool shirt?
Well, there were three main problems. The first was that both people were too direct. Questions like, where are the changing rooms? What are you doing? And how much is this? Are direct and can sound rude or impolite.
The second problem was saying please and thank you. Neither of us said please or thank you once in that role play. It is important, You sound rude if you don't use those two words.
And finally, the third problem was intonation. Our intonation was very flat, and we sounded rude, and maybe even a little aggressive.
Shall we have another go?
At the role play?
Yes. This time we'll give a good example. We want you to listen to the way we ask questions, to the please and thank yous, and to our intonation.
Okay, I'm ready.
Good morning. Is there anything I can help you with today?
Not at the moment, thank you. I'm just looking.
No problem. Just let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
Thanks, I will. Excuse me, I was wondering if you could help me.
Yes, certainly.
Could you tell me how much this Liverpool shirt is, please?
Hold on a minute, I'll just check. This one is £59.99.
Great. Would you mind if I tried it on?
No problem at all. The changing rooms are just at the end of the shop, in the corner. Can you see them?
This is a medium. Would it be all right if I took a large as well?
Of course. Take as many as you like.
Thanks. The medium fits really well. I'd like to buy it, please.
No problem. That will be £59.99, sir.
Could I pay by card?
I'm afraid our card machine is broken at the moment. I'm really sorry. There's a cash point just across the road if you need it.
That's all right. I think I have the cash.
Lovely. I'm really sorry about that.
No worries. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. You too.
That was much better. Much more polite. And I got a new Liverpool shirt too.
No, you didn't, Rich. It was just a role play. Just us two imagining.
Ah, yes, of course. I know that. Anyway, the conversation was much more successful.
Yes, it was. It was more successful and much more polite. In this conversation, we included the right level of politeness for the situation.
We said please and thank you a lot. This is always important, especially when you're speaking to people you don't know and when you're asking for something in a shop, a cafe, or in a station.
We also used indirect questions and phrases when we were speaking.
For example, instead of saying, "How much is this?" I said, "Could you tell me how much this is, please?"
In this example, to be indirect, we added, "Could you tell me?" We could use other phrases such as, "Would you mind telling me?" or "Would it be possible for you to tell me?" But this would probably be too much for this situation.
For everyday requests, using "could" is polite. We might use "Would you mind?" or "Would it be possible?" when we're asking for something really special.
For example, a boss might say to an employee, "Would it be possible for you to work a few extra hours this week?"
Another indirect way or polite way of asking for something is by using "if." In the role play, I said, "I was wondering if you could help me."
The direct version of this question is, "Can you help me?" A yes-no question. Again, to be more polite or indirect, "can" changes to "could," and we have an opening expression like "I was wondering," or "it would be wonderful," or "I would appreciate it."
One other thing you might have seen is that the verb comes before the subject in indirect questions. So in direct questions we say, "How much is this?" But in an indirect question, we say, "Could you tell me how much this is, please?"
In the role play, we also looked at some expressions for saying no in a polite way. A direct no can be impolite, so it's better to apologise and give an explanation. I said, I'm afraid our card machine is broken at the moment.
The expression I'm afraid is another way of saying I'm sorry or I'm afraid I can't is an alternative way of saying no and is much more polite than just no.
Before we finish, there's one more thing to think about. Intonation. This is how our voice sounds.
To sound polite, our voice goes up at different points in a question. We don't want to sound too flat.
For example, we say, I was wondering if you could help me, rather than, I was wondering if you could help me.
It's good to practice your intonation. Have another listen to the second role play and try to copy how we sound.
Right, so our three main bits of advice to sound more polite are...
Number one, use indirect questions and polite expressions such as could, I was wondering if, and I'm afraid I can't.
Number two, practice your intonation. Don't sound too flat. Make your voice go up and down when you're speaking.
Number three, say please and thank you often. This is the most important bit of advice and the easiest for you to do.
This week, our task is for you to correct some rude sentences and make them more polite. Try to use as many of the polite expressions from this podcast as you can. You can find the sentences we want you to change further down this page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was capacity crowd. An event has a capacity crowd when it's sold all its tickets and there are no seats left. It's a sellout. There have been capacity crowds at football stadiums across the country for the new season.
It was a really difficult one, so a special well done to Ahmed Adam from Sudan and Lubomir from Ukraine for getting it right. Let's have an easy one this week.
Okay then, an easy one. This week's football phrase is... The closes next Thursday. When it closes, clubs won't be able to sign any new players until January.
I think that's a bit easier. Let's see if we can get lots of people to answer this week.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
And don't forget to listen to our new roundup show called This Week. Every Monday, we talk about everything that happened in the Premier League that weekend.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.